afternoon, everybody. What is going on, everybody? September 11th, 2024. My name is Kevin Smith. Thank you all so much for tuning into Loud Majority Live here on LFA TV, rumble.com/LFA TV. Well, you look, there's only really one thing happening in the news today. There's really only one thing going on. And that is, of course, the utter and complete clown show that was that debate last night. I want to warn you, some of you, many of you, are not going to like my take on the debate. I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't think many of you are going to like it, but I'm not here to blow smoke. I'm here to give you my honest opinion. And I'm going to be totally honest with you. I don't think last night went very well for Trump. I don't think last night went very well for Trump for a number of reasons. Some his fault, many not his fault. We're going to go over all of the nonsense that went on yesterday. One thing that did happen, and we're going to discuss this in great length last night, is I really think that the mainstream media put the final nail in its own coffin last night. David Muir and Lindsay, I don't even know what the hell her last name is. She's not important enough to remember. Put the death knell in whatever respect the mainstream media had left. We're going to get to all of that as we're rocking and rolling. As I say, some people are not going to like my takes today. But the big news, obviously, was the 90-minute debate last night with Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. Guys, hit the thumbs up button, share the video out, retweet the video, share it, tag a friend in the comment section as we dive right in. So we're going to start off today with what I think was Donald Trump's best moment. Unfortunately, I think he waited until the end for what should have been his tact the entire time. I think he wasted a lot of time with ranting back and forth with Kamala Harris when the entire take of the debate should have been, if you were going to do all these things, why didn't you do them in the 3 years you've been in office? Here was his closing argument.
So she just started by saying she's going to do this, she's going to do that, she's going to do all these wonderful things. Why hasn't she done it? She's been there for 3.5 years. They've had 3.5 years to fix the border. They've had 3.5 years to create jobs and all the things we talked about. Why hasn't she done it? She should leave right now, go down to that beautiful White House, go to the Capitol, get everyone together and do the things you want to do, but you haven't done it and you won't do it because you believe in things that the American people don't believe in. You believe in things like, we're not going to frack. We're not going to take fossil fuel. We're not going to do things that are going to make this country strong, whether you like it or not. Germany tried that, and within 1 year, they were back to building normal energy plants. We're not ready for it. We can't sacrifice our country for the sake of bad vision. But I just ask one simple question. Why didn't she do it? We're a failing nation. We're a nation that's in serious decline. We're being laughed at all over the world. All over the world, they're laughed. I know the leaders very well. They're coming to see me. They call me. We're laughed at all over the world. They don't understand what happened to us as a nation. We're not a leader. We don't have any idea what's going on. We have wars going on in the Middle East. We have wars going on with Russia and Ukraine. We're going to end up in a third world war, and it'll be a war like no other because of nuclear weapons, the power of weaponry. I rebuilt our entire military. She gave a lot of it away to the Taliban. She gave it to Afghanistan. What these people have done to our country, and maybe toughest of all, is allowing millions of people to come into our country. Many of them are criminals, and they're destroying our country. The worst president, the worst vice president in the history of our country.
Now, that should have been the tact the entire time. Unfortunately, I think Donald Trump fell into several traps, which were avoidable. Everyone knows that Donald Trump's one big kryptonite is when you claim he's not a self-made man. That's the one thing that gets under his skin. You can try to throw him in jail. You can try to take his businesses. You can shoot him in the head. All of that he bounces back from. But the one thing that really gets under Donald Trump's skin is when you claim that his father gave him all of his money. Now, Kamala Harris dropped that bomb on him. And I think he stammered and I think he stumbled. Now, let's get to some of the nonsense of the night. Some of the nonsense of the night. I did think on a personal level, it was incredibly funny when Donald Trump brought up the fact that Haitians may or may not be eating people's pets in Springfield, Ohio. That story has obviously taken over the news for the last couple of days. The moderators, of course, jumped in to say that they have no evidence of that, which I don't know what that even means, because just because you have no evidence of that, David Muir, doesn't mean it's not happening. He claimed they called the city manager. I don't know what the hell a city manager does. Is it possible that maybe the city manager, whose job it is to manage the city, isn't going to go on World News Tonight and talk about how 20,000 Haitian migrants are sitting there scooping up swans out of the park and cooking them on an open flame? That may not be the best way to manage your city most effectively. Luckily, we have a 911 call of someone saying that exact thing is happening.
Clark County Communications.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I got a question. This is a non-emergency line, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I'm sitting here. I'm riding on the trail going to my orientation for my job today. And I see a group of Haitian people. There was about four of them. They all had geese in their hand. They got away. I couldn't make out the first three of the license plate, but I got the numbers. The last numbers was 9898, and it was a gray Toyota Tacoma they took off on. There was about four of them. There was two men, two women. I couldn't tell the age because I'm in a hurry going to this orientation, so I don't be late.
What direction did they go?
They went up towards the middle of towards downtown.
Okay, and what path are you on?
Right now, hold on just a second. I'm coming to the intersection of, give me a second here. It says Water and Water Street.
Water and Water. Is that the area
you
saw them?
Yes. It was about 2 minutes back behind me. I was trying to get my phone out and trying to make it to this orientation on time. I'm time crunching here. And I saw that. I'm like, yeah, this has got to be reported.
So how many geese did they have?
They each had one. Now, the Toyota Tacoma did look like a newer model.
And what's your name, sir?
My name is... It's hot out here today.
I'm sorry, what's your last name again? Your
it's
phone
me.
Number is that... Okay, we will put this out to our cars and see if we can't find him. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome, and if I happen to see him again, I'll try to give you a call back and get a better license plate for you.
So there's a 911 call about Haitian migrants stealing geese out of a park. Now, all right, so let's do the benefit of the doubt thing, right? Let's do the benefit of the doubt thing. I've been holding off on talking about this just because, I mean, it's ridiculous. It's a wild story. one way or the other. If it's true, it's horrifying. If it's not true, it's kind of funny. So I've been holding off on talking about this. However, numerous videos have come out with people eating cats in the middle of a driveway. You've seen it. Numerous videos have come out with people roaming around with swans and geese, just scooping them up. Now, people eat duck all the time. People go hunting all the time. However, what most people don't do in this particular country, in our culture, is jump into a public pond and just start scooping up geese and barbecuing them in the middle of the park. Now, naturally, Caitlin Collins over on CNN, because, you know, she's the wizard of the world, one of the stupidest people with resting Joker face, take it easy on the fillers. She decided to call out J.D. Vance in the spin room. A lot of the clips that are going to come out today are going to be about the spin room because that's where a lot of the work gets done following the debate. J.D. Vance, who lives in Ohio, is a senator in Ohio, does work in Ohio. Caitlin Collins decides that she, from her ivory tower here in New York, she knows better about what goes on in southeastern Ohio, except for the fact that Caitlin Collins wouldn't be caught dead there because that's where poor people live. Here's J.D. Vance.
I would say is he brought up this misleading false claim that you yourself have talked about in recent days about Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio, abducting people's pets and eating them, which officials there have said is not true. You yourself acknowledged it may be false on Twitter. You still told people to keep spreading it. But Trump just amplified it to tens of millions of people who were watching. Why push something that's not true?
Well, first of all, city officials have not said it's not true. They've said they don't have all the evidence.
But they said they have no evidence.
We've heard from a number of constituents on the ground, Caitlin, who both firsthand and secondhand reports saying this stuff is happening. So they very clearly, meaning the people on the ground dealing with this, think that it is happening. And I think that it's important for journalists to actually get on the ground and uncover this stuff for themselves when you have a lot of people saying, my pets are being abducted, or geese at the city pond are being abducted and slaughtered right in front of us. This is crazy stuff. And again, whether those exact rumors turn out to be mostly true, somewhat true, whatever the case may be, Caitlin, this town has been ravaged by 20,000 migrants coming in. Healthcare costs are up. Housing costs are up. Communicable diseases like HIV and TB have skyrocketed in this small Ohio town. This is what Kamala Harris's border policies have done. And I think it's interesting, Caitlin, that the media didn't care about the carnage wrought by these policies until we turned it into a meme about cats. And that speaks to the media's failure to care about what's going on in these communities. If we have to meme about it to get the media to care, we're going to keep on doing it because the media should care about what's going on.
I saw you say
the media should care about what's going on. But of course, we know they don't. But J.D. Vance is right. They only cared about it once it became a meme. Funny memes, let's be honest here. Springfield, Ohio has 60,000 people. 20,000 migrants have been dropped off in one town. You don't think that's going to change the culture of a town? You don't think that's going to change the dynamic there? You don't think that's going to make things less affordable? But Caitlin Collins doesn't care about the real world aspects of it. No, no. She cares about a stupid Gronk meme that somebody made on Twitter. These people have no grasp of reality. And why would they? Because it's not affecting them. They know illegal immigrants are never going to be cooking rats or cooking geese where they live. Because you can't get up to the penthouse where Caitlin Collins lives. But where poor people live, this is a serious problem. We're going to get to more from the debate in 1 second. Before we do, guys, head on over to lfatv.us. That's lfatv.us. That is your home base, your mothership, your landing pad for all things LFATV related. What do we got here? Oh, why is there a line in the middle of the damn thing? All right, I'll get that fixed later. Guys, head on over to lfatv.us. That's lfatv.us. What the hell we got going there? Something's wrong there. I want to say hello to everybody as we're rocking and rolling here. What's happening, everybody? Hit the thumbs up button. Share the video out all over the place. Guys, head on over to lfatv.us. Check out the shop. That is the best way to support this network and everything we've got going on over here. Head on over to lfatv.us. Boom, there we go. Got it fixed. That's lfatv.us. Consider becoming a monthly donor over at LFATV. Now, I want to get to Donald Trump's best moment. I think his best moment was the one that most people in the media are poo-pooing him about. And that was the question of abortion. Why? Why do I think it was his best moment? Because I have long said on this show, there is no political reality. If you are one of these pro-lifers out there, I'm talking to you here. One of these people that pro-life is your only issue, I get it. But there is no universe. Not here, not there. Elon Musk can't get to it. That you could be Jacques Cousteau, go under the water, you're still not going to find a place where this exists, where you are ever going to get 60 votes in the Senate in order to pass a federal abortion ban. It's not going to happen. You would have to get 10 Democrats to go along with it, a minimum. Well, if we win back the Senate, 7 or 8. It's just not going to happen. So the question of a federal abortion ban is moot. It means nothing. It's never going to happen. And that's what Donald Trump articulated last night. They asked him if he was going to sign a federal abortion ban, and naturally, Donald Trump gave the correct answer. Why are you asking me a question about something that is never going to happen? Not up, not down, it's never going to happen. Also, I want to make it very clear, Kamala Harris, liberals, you want to codify Roe versus Wade into federal law in Congress. Also not going to happen, because you would also need the Senate and 10 Republicans to vote for it. The only way it could happen is if Democrats successfully got rid of the filibuster, which is something Kamala Harris has been trying to do forever because she inherently does not like the institutions of the United States. But there was the one big moment that Donald Trump got fact-checked on by Walmart Ken David Muir, where he said no states in this country have abortion up until the point of birth. Fact check false. Here is a map of the United States of America. We'll check this out real quick. If you look in the dark blue, that would be New Jersey, D.C., Maryland, Vermont, Michigan, Minnesota, Colorado, Oregon, and New Mexico. All have no restrictions based on gestational duration. All of them have none, with Virginia going up to the third trimester. Now, despite the fact that David Muir decided to fact-check Donald Trump incorrectly, which is a common theme that we're going to get to in the next segment of the show, but the part that caught all the headlines was when Donald Trump said that people, Democrats, are okay with post-birth abortion, which, spoiler alert, a post-birth abortion is murder. Very obviously, if you're alive and then someone gets you dead, you have been murdered. And of course, we've got to go to the videotape that people want to pretend doesn't exist. Here is former Democratic governor of Virginia and former pediatrician Ralph Northam.
Boy, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was...
We're going to play it again, just in case you missed it. Here is the former governor of Virginia and pediatrician by trade, Ralph Northam, talking about just killing kids. Just killing kids.
Boy, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was...
Let's remember something. Not that it would be okay, not that it would be understandable if your run-of-the-mill politician, some lawyer, you know, some guy who went to Yale Law School said something like that. This guy is a children's doctor saying that. As I said, pediatrician by trade. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. David Muir tried to fact check him on that, which obviously continued to play into the fact that the media is in the pocket of Kamala Harris. I'm going to say her name however I want. And if you're watching this on Twitter and you don't like the way I'm pronouncing it, well, vanabla, buddy. So, obviously the big question of the night came afterwards in the spin room. Tulsi Gabbard, I thought, did a phenomenal job speaking to the issue of IVF, which also came up. Many pro-lifers are not happy with IVF. I want to make something very clear. Americans need to have more kids. They need to have more children. There's no two ways about it. And one way to do that would be supporting IVF, which Donald Trump has repeatedly said he is going to do. Repeatedly said he's going to do. Here is Tulsi Gabbard.
I think he clarified and told the truth about a lot of things that Kamala Harris accused him of that were outright lies. She was trying to tell the American people that he supports a federal abortion ban. He does not. She tried to tell the American people that he's trying to ban IVF, something that's personal to me because it's something that my husband and I, for years, tried to start our own family through the use of IVF. It didn't work out for us, works out for a lot of families. President Trump was quick on the draw when that Alabama court ruled, and he immediately said, no, we have to protect IVF, and the Alabama state legislature took action. She continued to say things, trying to say he's trying to ban birth control. That is also 100% false. So President Trump, I think, did a good job in clarifying the truth after Kamala Harris continued to lob lie after lie at him, saying things that he stood for that frankly just are not true.
That are just not true. And that is the one thing that, if you guys watch the show the last couple of days, you know I've been harping on this. Donald Trump had to beat back this abortion lie, okay? Not only, and you know, I don't believe that Donald Trump, on a personal or a political level, supports a federal abortion ban. But even if he did, like Lindsey Graham, it's not gonna happen. Not gonna happen. That was the entire point of overturning Roe versus Wade in the first place. Moreover, according to Planned Parenthood, since the overturning of Roe versus Wade, there has been more abortions in America. More abortions in America. But they ignore that. They ignore that. That was another thing Donald Trump got fact-checked on by Walmart Ken. Another thing he got fact-checked on, which was unbelievable, was the Kamala Harris buyback situation, where she claimed, I'm a gun owner. I'm not trying to take anybody's guns, which is a lie, which is an out-and-out lie. Here's Kamala Harris talking about mandatory buybacks, which if something is mandatory, that means you have to do it. Right there, it's right there in the word. Shouldn't be complicated. Here is Comrade Kamala.
I support buybacks, and I think that, look, we have 5 million assault weapons on the streets of America, and we have 5 million assault weapons on the streets of America. And assault weapons have been designed to kill a lot of human beings quickly. They are weapons of war, and there is no place for them on a civil society, on the streets of a civil society. And it's something I'm so passionate about and so looking forward to being president to address. We've got to deal with this.
How mandatory is your gun buyback program?
It's mandatory.
Second Amendment?
The Second Amendment, listen, we're going to have to do it the right way. There's no question about that. But we don't have any, we have to get these guns off the street. But I also, you know, I have faith in the American people to know that, you know, that there, we want to comply with our laws, and that I know that to be true.
First off, I don't even know what the second half of that was all about. That was not a sentence. I trust the American people. What does that mean? Obviously, you don't trust the American people if you want to take all of their guns. Secondly, here's the funny thing about criminals. They don't follow the law, lady, which you would think of your entire experience as a prosecutor, you would know. A couple more points that got hit on yesterday that I want to make sure that I get to. They tried to push the nonsense claims of Donald Trump being a convicted felon, despite the fact everything is going to be overturned on appeal or thrown out in the first place, which we'll get to in 1 second. Before we do, guys, you didn't vote for this recession or this inflation, but you sure as heck are paying for it. I know that financial stress is absolutely crushing you. Your solution, guys, is DoneWithDebt.com. Unlike others, DoneWithDebt.com has created new and aggressive strategies designed to get you out of debt permanently without bankruptcy or taking out costly loans. DoneWithDebt stands between you and your bill collectors. They negotiate with the creditors to write off your balances, cut interest rates, and stop the costly penalties. Guys, they have a plan to put more money in your pocket on day one and every month until your debt is gone. The best news is DoneWithDebt right now is accepting new customers. But you got to hurry because some of their debt strategies are time sensitive and you don't want to miss out. Again, guys, this is time sensitive. So you need to visit DoneWithDebt.com or call 1-888-1-888-322-10 54 and chat with a debt relief specialist right now. Guys, go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. As we're rocking and rolling here, guys, hit that thumbs up button. Share the video out everywhere. I want to say hello to everybody today. Something big may be happening soon for all my locals. Keep it locked in here for all of that. Alex Ann, how are you? Taprat, how are you? Elizabeth Byrne, what's going on? I haven't seen you in the chat in a while. Good to see you. Good to see you. Rosa, how are you? AC Knight, what's happening? What's happening, guys? Make sure you're hitting the thumbs up button. Barb, what's happening? Somebody's watching me. Hello, hello, hello. Make sure you're sharing this video out. Guys, thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up. Let's keep rocking and rolling. So obviously they were going to hit him on the you're a convicted felon thing, despite the fact that he isn't. In the state of New York, you're not a convicted felon until you're sentenced. And that's now been pushed back until November. Here that was.
Rich, coming from someone who has been prosecuted for national security crimes, economic crimes, election interference, has been found liable for sexual assault, and his next big court appearance is in November at his own criminal sentencing. And let's be clear where each person stands on the issue of what is important about respect for the rule of law and respect for law enforcement. The former vice president called for defunding federal law enforcement, 45,000 agents, get this, on the day after he was arraigned on 34 felony counts. So let's talk about what is important in this race. It is important that we move forward, that we turn the page on this same old tired rhetoric and address the needs of the American people, address what we need to do about the housing shortage, which I have a plan for, address what we must do to support our small businesses, address bringing down the price of groceries. But frankly, the American people are exhausted with this same old tired playbook.
Vice President Harris, thank you.
Excuse me. Every one of those cases was started by them against their political opponent, and I'm winning most of them, and I will win the rest on appeal. And you saw that with the decision that came down just recently from the Supreme Court. I'm winning most of them. But those are cases. It's called weaponization. Never happened in this country. They weaponized the Justice Department. Every one of those cases was involved with the DOJ, from Atlanta and Fani Willis to the Attorney General of New York and the DA in New York. Every one of those cases. And then they say, oh, he's a criminal. They're the ones that made them go after me. By the way, Joe Biden was found essentially guilty on the documents case. And what happened in my documents case? They said, oh, that's the toughest of them all. A complete and total victory. 2 months ago, it was thrown out. It's weaponization, and they used it, and it's never happened in this country. They used it to try and win an election. They're fake cases.
President Trump, thank you.
No, I was happy that he did get to that. Because I think it is, I think it's important that a lot of people hear that some of these cases were thrown out. I think Donald Trump missed an opportunity in that particular moment to say the very obvious sentence. Joe Biden did the exact same thing and wasn't charged because he's a forgetful old man. Vice President Harris, how long have you known that Joe Biden was mentally incompetent? How long did you cover up that fact? Because in the Hur report, he said that no jury would convict Joe Biden because he was so mentally deranged, because he had so lost his mental acuity. That's the reason why he wasn't prosecuted in the documents case. So if anything, being cognitively inclined was a negative for Donald Trump in the exact same crime. One gets prosecuted, one doesn't, based on your politics. Now let's get to the big moment of the day. The big topic that everybody's talking about. And no, it's not the earrings. Let's move on. The big thing that everybody's talking about is the moderators. Because David Muir and Lindsay, I already forgot your name. Wow. That was awful. That was so bad. Credit to Dana Bash and to Jake Tapper on CNN for not doing what David Muir and Lindsay, whatever your name is. I genuinely can't remember that woman's name. And let's be honest, after we're done talking about the debate, nobody's going to remember her anyway. That was one of the most partisan things I have ever seen. So much so that even some people in the media who have been the most critical of Donald Trump talked about how poor of a job they did last night. Here is Ben Shapiro.
She was fairly obnoxious. She lied a lot. She said a lot of things that were untrue. She was never called on any of that. The big takeaway is going to be the continued destruction of the legacy media on behalf of the Democratic Party. The legacy media have decided full scale. They are now apparatchiks of the Democratic Party. They are so far up Kamala Harris's ass that they're doing active colonoscopies with their eyeballs. It's unbelievable watching David Muir ask questions to Donald Trump like, why are you so bad in orange and mean? And then turning to Kamala Harris and saying, and why is he so bad and orange and mean? It's absolutely insipid and totally insane. The media tonight were beyond the worst expectations that I had for them. I thought that they were going to do like a baseline creditable job because CNN did. Jake Tapper and Dana Bash, they actually did that in the last debate. They actually asked questions and let people answer them. David Muir became an active participant in this debate. Lindsay Davis became an active participant in the debate. And then they never once fact-checked Kamala Harris, who lied over and over and over. She lied. She said, for example, that Donald Trump was a backer of Project 2025. A lie. She said that Donald Trump said there were very fine people on both sides of the Charlottesville riots, including the neo-Nazis. That is a lie. It's been debunked repeatedly. They did not say that that was a lie. She said that he had said that he was going to unleash a bloodbath on the country if he lost. That's a full-scale lie. They never fact-check a single thing that she did the entire night. And actually, that helps Trump.
Honestly, and look, this is a guy, Ben Shapiro, who endorsed Ron DeSantis, who has been probably the most critical, I would say, in terms of popularity on the internet and criticism of Donald Trump. Ben Shapiro probably has both of those sort of lanes. The Daily Wire, obviously a gigantic network. He's been critical of Donald Trump, said he didn't vote for him in 2016. Now coming to his defense in or against the media. He wasn't the only one that did that. RFK, Robert Kennedy Jr., who ran against President Trump, ran against him for president, had the exact same thing to say on Newsmax.
Fortunately, we had moderators who were clearly biased, who were constantly fact-checking Donald Trump. But none of these kind of whoppers that the vice president was saying, and none of her failure to really explain that, answer that first question, that very, very critical first question. They simply sat there on the sidelines and allowed that to pass.
Allowed it to pass. Just let it go. But the number one critic of the media last night was Megyn Kelly. Now, if you've been outside of a rock for the last decade, you know that Megyn Kelly and Donald Trump, when it comes to debates, he sort of ended her career based on the first presidential debate. Threw her entire life into a whirlwind. There's actually a phenomenal documentary about the battles between Breitbart News at the time, run by Steve Bannon, and Megyn Kelly. I think it's a PBS documentary. It was very good. They interviewed the both of them. You guys should check that out. I'll try to get the name of it for you. But Megyn Kelly was the most critical of David Muir, which we're going to get to in 1 second. Before we do, Mike Lindell.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Guys, head on over to MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD. That's MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD for up to 80% off everything on the website. That's MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD. Guys, before we get to Megyn Kelly's criticism, make sure you're hitting the thumbs up button. Share the video out all over the place. Make sure you keep it locked in to all of the shows throughout the day. Also, check out LFA TV over on Rumble. Over on Twitter, excuse me. Over on X, that's LFA TV over on Rumble. On Twitter. Now, Megyn Kelly went off. Megyn Kelly went off on David Muir. So strap in for this one, because this was probably the hottest take of the night.
I'm disgusted. I'm ashamed of those moderators at ABC News. They did exactly what their bosses wanted them to do. The person who runs ABC News is a close personal friend of Kamala Harris that is responsible for Kamala Harris and her husband meeting. And they did Dana Walden's bidding tonight. It was 3-1 on that debate stage this evening. Hi, everyone. I'm Megyn Kelly. A special program tonight for you reacting to the debate. It was 3-1. It's very easy to look like you know what you're doing when both moderators are entirely on your side. Trump did the best he could under the circumstances, but it really was like three fighters in the ring pummeling one opponent. And Trump tried to take them all on. He did fine. He did as best as he could. He was thrown a few times to the point where he was unnecessarily defensive and he was getting angry. And so was I. Were you? This was a mistake to trust ABC News with this debate. The Republicans must learn from this mistake. The same way the Democrats never, never agree to do anything with moderators they don't entirely trust. This should be the last time the Republicans ever do this. Because those two moderators tried to sink Donald Trump tonight. The numerous fact checks on what he said and none on what she said. None. I don't remember a single fact check of anything she said. And she lied repeatedly. She just got away with it. In the moderator's eyes, that was Donald Trump's job to fact check her. That's correct. Except you didn't employ that same tactic when it came to Trump. And you accused him of lying even when it was your opinion that he lied. When Trump tried to say that his comment that he lost 2020 by a whisker was him being sarcastic, David Muir actually injected saying, "I didn't hear sarcasm." Who gives a shit what you heard? Who died and left you political analyst in chief? You're supposed to be the objective news anchor of World News Tonight. That's a comment you make to your significant other, David, not on the debates. It didn't sound like that to me. Shut up. That is inappropriate. It's not for you to make that call. Leave it up to Kamala Harris. Leave it up to people like me who will play the soundbite and let the audience decide. But you were out of line and they did it to him over and over and over again. And the worst piece of all of this is the obvious tactic by ABC News, which was as follows. Mr. Trump, you said something incredibly controversial and terrible. Let me remind you of what it was. Do you have any regrets or thoughts on how terrible you were? Trump answers. Vice President Harris, how bad is Trump? And then she'd answer. It happened over and over again. That was the format. Mr. Trump, you're a piece of shit. Kamala Harris, isn't he a shit? Thank you. It was incredible. And then anything Trump said, fact check, fact check, fact check. And their fact checks were full of shit. I'm swearing even more than normal right now because I'm mad. I'm angry. I'm angry at them, at ABC, at my industry that I want nothing to do with. And I've never been happier to be outside and be able to say how I truly feel. And yes, even with some colorful words, because that's what the situation calls for. They're trying to steal this election. They're openly working to sink him. I think it was so bad, their bias against him and toward her, that it's going to backfire. I actually think the American public is going to see through this, and there's probably going to be some empathy for Trump. No fair-minded person could think anything other than that they were in the tank for him, and it was 3-1 on that stage tonight.
Now, a couple of things I want to talk about what Megyn Kelly said there. Number one, Republicans! Stop agreeing to debates on NBC, on ABC. Stop. You're never going to get a fair shake. Kristen Welker, who just made shit up, was the host of a Republican primary debate. Dana Bash, whose husband was one of the 51 intel agency officers who said the Hunter Biden laptop wasn't real. Lindsey Meyer last night, who compared Trump supporters to the KKK. David Muir, who does his best Edward R. Murrow impression every single night on TV, despite the fact nobody under the age of 100 watches him. Stop agreeing to these debates. These people in the Republican Party, from all the way down, right the way to the top of the RNC. They're living in the past. And I got news for you, okay? I got news for you. The first presidential candidate, be it this cycle, 2028, the first one to make a suggestion such as this: let's skip the mainstream media and let's have a debate held by two, pick whichever two people you want, of new media. Let's have a debate hosted by Tucker Carlson on the right and Cenk Uygur from the Young Turks on the left. A man I could not possibly disagree with more. Let's have Crystal Ball from Breaking Points and Ben Shapiro of the Daily Wire. New media, so people can actually hear questions they give a shit about. But the question remains. The question remains. Did this move the needle? I think that if you're looking at this as a who won, who lost, it's a draw at best. However, did Kamala Harris do an effective enough job defining herself and her policies to the American people? Because I want to be clear, most people, according to polling, just go outside. Most people have an idea of how they feel about Donald Trump, how they feel about his policies. But most people do not know anything about Kamala Harris, which has been done intentionally. Here was Dr. Phil in a post-debate panel or questionnaire he had on his show. Dr. Phil, obviously the king of the suburban housewife for the last 30 years.
This debate, which was really hyped as being a big thing, did this under-deliver or did it deliver? Did this actually mean something to you? In the back, stand up.
Hi, my name is Shelley. I'm also standing, so. I think, you know, I came into this with an open mind. I really, really wanted Vice President Harris to hit it out of the park. I don't think she did. I think she did better than some people expected her to. The cackle was not there. I kept waiting for it, and it didn't come. But I still didn't get answers. I didn't get answers to fundamental questions that we need to know as voters. And we just keep getting circled around that.
Like what? What did you not get an answer to?
Her economic plans. What is an opportunity economy? What does that mean? Who's paying for the tax cuts that she's proposing? Because in my opinion, giving people down payment assistance on houses just drives inflation up higher. Who's paying for all of these child tax credits? That's just the taxpayers coming out of pocket and hurting the middle class again. So I don't think that we got to the meat and potatoes of the things that really matter. And we know from Donald Trump's presidency before, he can fix the economy. So I was really looking for her to make an impact on my thought process tonight, and she didn't deliver that.
Now that is the key. That's the key that I think will save Donald Trump in this debate, is that Kamala Harris did not define herself to the American people. She gave no answers. She talked around every question. Will there be another debate? I don't know. One more thing I want to talk about today, guys. We got about 8 minutes left. Is something that Kamala Harris said last night that is really, really, really grinding my gears, particularly today. Before we get to that, guys, check out Armor Colostrum.
The biggest benefit, honestly, has been with my skin. Skin was more hydrated, more radiant.
This is the best superfood that you could take.
It has all the essential nutrients you need for your skin, your gut, energy, focus, mood, performance.
My hair has gotten so much thicker ever since taking this.
I used to have a probiotic, a green juice. I replaced it all with this Arma colostrum. It is amazing.
You gotta take it.
If you wanna try it, try Arma.com.
Guys, start feeling better today with the superfood formula over at TryArmor.com/LFATV. That's TryArmor.com/LFATV to get 15% off and free shipping over at TryArmor.com/LFATV. So one more thing that came up last night, and it bothers me to no end, was the January 6th hoax. Kamala Harris said something. Look, she's a liar. Her sophistry is unbelievable. She's a complete and utter fraud. But when I hear somebody say a sentence like January 6th was the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War, the day before 9/11, I get really mad. I get really mad. Here it is.
But let me just ask
you. You might ask her that question.
You were the president. You were watching it unfold on television. It's a very simple question as we move forward toward another election. Is there anything you regret about what you did on that day? Yes or no?
I had nothing to do with that other than they asked me to make a speech. I showed up for a speech. I said, I think it's going to be big. I went to Nancy Pelosi and the mayor of Washington, D.C., and the mayor put it back in writing, as you know. I said, you know, this is going to be a very big rally or whatever you want to call it. And again, it wasn't done by me. It was done by others. I said, I'd like to give you 10,000 National Guard or soldiers. They rejected me. Nancy Pelosi rejected me. It was just 2 weeks ago. Her daughter has a tape of her saying she is fully responsible for what happened. They want to get rid of that tape. It would have never happened if Nancy Pelosi and the mayor of Washington did their jobs. I wasn't responsible for security. Nancy Pelosi was responsible. She didn't do her job.
The question was about you as president, not about former Speaker Pelosi.
You see, there he goes again. That was a different clip. But that is going to be the first time a lot of people out there heard that sentiment. Wait, Nancy Pelosi turned down National Guard troops? Muriel Bowser turned down National Guard troops on that day? Kamala Harris then went on to say that it was the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War. Now, aside from the fact that not being true at all in the context of January 6th itself, she said it the day before 9/11. The day before 9/11. The day that changed a lot of people's lives. I'm a New Yorker. I know 100 guys who are still battling cancer from being down there. 343 firefighters died that day. To date, more firefighters have died from cancer-related illnesses than died on that day. And this bitch has the audacity to say the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War? Blow it out your ass. And then she has the balls. She's got the balls to show up at Ground Zero today like nothing happened. She's got the balls to show up there. Oh, by the way, little nugget. Can I pull this up real quick? Can I pull this one up real quick for you guys? Not only did they show up there with that sort of audacity, but hold on. Let's start this off. Here was an image of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden leaving in the middle of the ceremony. Here it is.
And my uncle, firefighter Frankie Esposito.
Leaving in the middle of the... Because they couldn't dare spend any time with the peasants out there. No. They had more important things to do. Joe Biden probably had to go because he shit himself. What did Donald Trump do after the 9/11 ceremony? Well, he went and hung out with some of the heroes.
Thank you.
They went down to the firehouse. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden left early. What are they doing? I don't know. They're probably sitting in a car somewhere with their heads up each other's asses. Guys, before we wrap up today, hit that thumbs up button. Share the video out all over the place. Let's get this one big. Share it out. Also, guys, head on over to loudmajorityusa.com. That's loudmajorityusa.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Check out the shop. You guys can pick up your Trump lawn signs over there since I can't seem to get any from the campaign. A portion of the sales go directly to the Trump campaign. Guys, help them out. What's up, Jackie? I want to say hello to everybody in the chat. I know I didn't spend a lot of time in the chat today. However, guys, today, of all days, ...343 firefighters went to work that day and never came home. Thousands more will live with the injuries, will live with the sickness forever. Cops, EMTs, emergency service. Thanks a lot for tuning in, guys. I'll catch you guys back live tomorrow. Until then, stay loud. We'll be right back.